Hi there. The word for today is, what kind of Christian are you? We've been talking about it for the last few days. In Matthew 11, verse 30, reading from the Message, Jesus said, keep company with me, and you'll learn to live. Now, in Matthew 23, verse 4, Jesus said that the Pharisees, quote, tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders. In other words, they imposed rules that people couldn't keep, and on the rare occasions when they could keep them, the truth is, it brought them no joy. Stephen Mosley writes, and I quote, our morality calls out to us rather feebly. It whines from the corner of a church sanctuary. It awkwardly interrupts pleasures. It mumbles excuses at parties. It shuffles along, out of step and slightly behind the times. It's often regarded by our secular contemporaries as a narrow, even trivial pursuit. Tragically, conventional religious goodness manages to be both intimidating and unchallenging at the same time. Intimidating because it may involve 101 rules about so-called spirituality, and unchallenging because we may exhaust ourselves trying to keep all these rules, yet never experience the true joy Jesus offers. That's why people inside the church get so weary. Conforming to such a religion is simply not a rewarding enough experience to fill the void in our hearts. Those are words to ponder. So let me ask you, have you grown weary pursuing religious growth? If so, could it be that you've been pursuing the wrong thing or going at it the wrong way? If so, consider the words of Jesus. Matthew 11, verse 28, again reading from the Message, Jesus says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Hello? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Listen to this statement. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And that's the word for you today.